broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. Live on Inauguration Day, January the 20th, in our year of our Lord, 2017. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, and our goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And yes, indeed, we're convinced that checks and balances is one of the great keys to success to make America great again or to restore the republic. We don't believe in revolution, ladies and gentlemen. We do believe in a great restoration, a peaceful restoration of the freest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday. And man, we got the Candyman on the radio. Kurt, what's his name? Joe?
Yeah, baby. Yeah. I don't do a very good Sammy Davis Jr., but yeah.
All right. Well, make sure you use proper grammar if you do that Sammy Davis Jr.
I'm sorry. I'm not chromatically qualified to do a Sammy Davis Jr. accent.
All right. Anyway, so tell everybody who you are. You do a radio talk show in your own right, my friend?
Yes, we are. We are on every morning in the second greatest city in the history of mankind, Charlottesville, Virginia. We love it when people talk about the founding fathers. We had three of them grow up in Charlottesville ourselves. So whether it's Madison, Monroe, or Jefferson, and now we have another Central Virginian. We're also the home of Trump Winery. So it's been a long time since Charlottesville's had a presidential connection.
All right. Now tell me, so you do a show on which station? Let's give them a plug.
WCHV Radio, WCHV.com, and I appreciate that. You guys, you guys have been holding court here and having a great time, and I love, kind of what you're saying, but you said something that I've brought up on my show in the past.
Yeah.
I am a conservative. I read Russell Kirk, and I wasn't even assigned to do it in a government class.
You know what's funny? When people say they're conservative, though, I just want to bounce this off you, Joe. I don't know if you know this, but the founding fathers were considered super liberal.
Oh, yeah, but they were absolutely radicals.
Okay, and so the people that wanted to support King George were the conservatives back then. Now it's all flip-flop. Right?
Well, but here's the thing. See, conservatism is like electricity. Electricity, changes. You go to Europe and the electrical current is different there.
Yeah.
A conservative in Germany is different than an American conservative.
Yeah,
an
you're
American,
right about that.
Yeah, there were no American conservatives in 1776 because there was nothing to conserve.
Neocons are different conservatives than all the rest.
That's right? Why I liked your phrase restore, because I actually try to use the phrase restorative instead of conservative, because people here, and unfortunately the lefties, love to use the, they want to take away your right for an abortion, or they want to take away your free government housing, or they want to take away. No, we want to restore a country where you can find your own home and you can take care of your own family.
And they run around and say they're pro-choice, but besides the pro-death option, they're not very pro-choice at all. Whenever I want to do something, they're like, oh no. Not you.
Choice is a funny word that way.
Choice for me, not for thee, kind of an idea.
Oh, absolutely. That's it. So what part of Utah are you guys from?
I live in American Fork, Utah, which is north of Provo, where Brigham Young University is. I live between Brigham Young University and Salt Lake City, Utah.
Very cool. Very beautiful area.
Beautiful mountain area. Yeah. Lots of outdoors and stuff like that. I took my family camping out the other night in 6-degree weather. It was incredible.
We drove in this morning. Speaking of camping, we came in under the railroad tracks. We're right here at by Union Station, and we drove in. We had to come in under the railroad tracks, and it was about 20, 30, 40 tents pitched underneath the railroad bridge there, some urban outdoorsmen, as we like to call them. Have you guys noticed in your travel around Washington how you can go from one neighborhood full of lobbyists and senators and congresspeople,
and then you're like in the hood in about 5 seconds?
And you've got boarded up elementary schools, and you've got some of the most abject poverty.
You've got fine dining restaurants and warehouses and stuff. It's a weird blend.
Yeah, and it is actually, I think, a microcosm of what the country is going through, because you've got people who are falling further behind, and you've got the people who seek position you know, when they stand in front of them, their community leaders saying, oh, it's because of those rich guys. Let's go storm their castle. And they mischaracterize the Robin Hood myth. They miss, you know, because it's all about gaining their own power. These community leaders.
Well, the divide and conquer and the misrepresentation is the key to success, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so these people seek power. We're going to see this march. I don't know if you're going to be up here tomorrow for the Million Women's March or whatever it is.
You know, I don't know that I want to be anywhere near that thing.
Well, you know,
like hormones and a powder keg of disaster.
Bless them for being able to march. It's a free country. And
I support their right to do it. I just don't want to be part of it.
Here's what's going to make them more angry than anything else. Donald Trump could show up at this rally. He might show up there. He might walk out on stage and say, hey, I really appreciate everyone coming here to protest. That's the kind of, I grew up in Queens. I grew up in New York City. I've been watching Donald Trump longer than anyone else in this country has. I've watched him build buildings. I've watched him build hotels. I've watched
him. He's going to come out and he's going to say, I love women, isn't he?
Well, he might. He might just come out and say, hey, thanks for coming and petitioning your government. God bless you all. God bless. Let's all make America great again. And he is a master of pulling in the people who oppose him.
Yes, he is.
You know, and all of a sudden, you've lost the whole reason you were opposing him in the first place.
Yes, he's no doubt a master at that. And the question becomes, as he becomes president, he's getting more reverent about the things that matter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's taming down. He's kind of learning. And I promise you, at the end of his administration, he will not be the same man as when he starts. That's for sure.
Did you guys go to the Lincoln Memorial concert?
We didn't.
Well, I tell you, if you get a chance to watch it on YouTube or whatever,
yeah,
his address at the end of it summed the whole thing up. You know, he was humble. He was about the crowd, not himself.
He nailed it, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to know why Donald Trump won the election, that speech right there at the end of the concert summed the whole thing up in Politics 101.
About 10 minutes long, right?
Yeah, it wasn't even that. It was very light, but it was just his thanking the people who supported him and a message, really, to the people who didn't, that he was going to do everything he could for them as well.
You know what? It's one of the things he said, too, that really impressed me. They attacked him because he says, I want to make America great again. And then, hey, you're just downing Mexico. And then he said, look, I want to make Mexico great again, too.
Mm-hmm. Well,
tells you what his real thoughts are, right?
He gets the fact that the ship rises all, you know, rising tide raises all ships. You know, America being a country full of wealthy people is not the reason Central Africa is destitutely poor. It is not. But Barack Obama and any Keynesian economist is going to sit there and tell you it's a finite pie. If we're wealthy, it's because they're poor. It's the mercantilist view of the East India Company and all the things that really were sort of inflaming the anti-British sentiments were this idea that we're going to take all your wealth back to our home country and keep it. That's not what America has ever been, yet the economic theory still goes out there. And so you look at the poverty in Central Africa, it's out of control, but it's not because the United States is wealthy. If anything, there are countries in the world that aren't poor because of the United States.
Well, and there's also a situation where a lot of times it's corrupt leaders at the helm of these countries that make everybody poor. Mm-hmm. And unless there's a change in that guard and leadership or the people rise up against that, there's not going to be a sea change. It's wicked leadership that's causing the problem and holding the people down.
Mm-hmm.
There's opportunities there. And our biggest export should be the Constitution, you know?
Yeah. And in some ways it has. That's why I refer to Charlottesville as the second greatest city in the history of mankind, because there are more people living in some semblance of freedom and free determination on this planet now than ever have before, and that's by percentage and number, obviously.
And that's because of Christianity.
Well, and it starts. That's why we're second to Nazareth. See, you know, we won't take the gold because, you know, the kid from Nazareth, he was the one that we built off of. A friend of mine, a Jewish fellow,
the Prince
who works
of Peace, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. Jewish fellow was telling me about all the volumes he had to study before he made his bar mitzvah. And he said, oh, it's like five books I had to memorize. I said, that's how we get away with having a one-page founding document.
Amen to that. All right, what's your show called, Joe?
Very creatively, Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Oh, Joe Thomas in the Morning.
I didn't lose any extra sleep coming up with a cool name.
All right. Well, at least people know who you are, right?
Yeah, we have
the reason
name.
We called you the Candy Man at the start, though, is because you've got an incredible sponsor, huh?
Yeah, it is a Red Rocker Candy Rocking Chair Mix. They're a local company. They make this incredible, you know, candy. It's chocolate, white chocolate covered, redrockercandy.com if you want to see them.
Wait a minute. It's white chocolate, but it's Red Rocker?
Yeah, well, it's and apparently they just settled some sort of issue with Sammy Hagar, but that's okay now because they can
still he's the Red Rocker.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, and it was a debate as to who was the Red Rocker first, but it's like pretzels and nuts.
I'm voting for the candy.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sending Garth off or Sammy Hagar off the island.
Yeah, well, and I think he's still on the island, Cabo San Wabo or whatever it is. So
yeah, he's got his own liquor going on there. Maybe he's just raging against the machine.
He should try some of this maybe stuff. It might go well with it.
Yeah, he might change his mind and get
hey
off
guys,
the liquor.
Guys, thanks so much for inviting us on your show and enjoy the stay.
One
here
last question, though. You had a racial story. I know you're a racist now.
Yes, well, we have to be. We're deplorable.
Because you brought up this story. I just got to let you tell the tale, sir.
Well, it's really my wife found the story.
Well, she then put it on. Let's have your wife tell it. Will she do it?
No, she's shaking her head. Now.
Come on now.
But she was trolling through some of the stories online while I was doing the
show. Can you hold on while I take a quick break and then tell the tale?
I've got to catch a train real quick. It was a Black Lives Matter protest with no black people in it.
Well, we'll talk about it. Thanks, Joe. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use talk station across Trump Nation.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, Tanya Benson, Kevin Blake, James Edwards, and more on your radio. Joe chimed in, gave an update right before the pause. Right before the pause, Joe was saying this interesting racial discussion. There's a video out now, and it's Black Lives Matter protest, and they're at one of the gates for the inauguration. and they're blocking people from going in, causing a bunch of problems there and wreaking havoc. It's a Black Lives Matter protest, I guess, but there's no black people in the crowd. What the heck's up with that?
Would that be a racist kind of situation?
Well, it's a white person, so it's got to be a racist. Now, if it was black people blocking people from Black Lives Matter or White Lives Matter, then that wouldn't be racist.
Yeah.
See, that's what I mean. These people are nuts on parade. They're crazy. Mm-hmm. They're just nuts. Can't we just all get along and work together as Americans?
Good point.
That's what I'm saying. And then they call me a racist because I said that. These people are on crack. I'm telling you right now, they're crazy. James Edwards out in the field. Welcome, sir.
Sam, it's great to be with you on such an historic day and to be here living the history with you, brother, and you especially. I'm very honored. What a show.
Well, thank you, sir. By the way, did you see this video, the Black Lives Matter people? There's only white people protesting. There's no black people in the crowd at all. It's nuts.
Is that taking place? I've been on a metro train for the last 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So there's an entrance to the inauguration. And the entrance is controlled by these Black Lives Matter people protesting, causing a havoc. But there's only white people in the crowd, and there's this video. There's no black people in it at all.
Sam, I'd kind of like to see that.
It's like nuts on parade. It's crazy. Now, don't get me wrong. I think everybody's life matters.
The local African-American community is not taking part in this particular demonstration. It's just a bunch of guilty white liberals trying to virtue signal how good they are. By taking up every cause but their own.
They're whacked out, to say the least. The other quick story that we saw today, I don't know if you know this, but correcting somebody's grammar now is racist. Did you know that?
Well, it depends on the person that's doing the correcting and the person being corrected, I'm sure. But, yes, everything...
Well, what's happening is white liberals are running around saying correcting somebody's grammar now is hate speech, sir.
Well, this is another feather in the cap of why I need to get to work on racism schmacism 2.0. The examples of what is and isn't racist has multiplied exponentially since that book was first released in 2010. It's time for an updating.
Amen to that. And then you can put a quote from me in your book, too, while you're at it. Okay. Hey, by the way, what I find fascinating is this whole idea, though, that you know, they're starting to get so extreme. If you like Donald, then you're a racist. If you wake up in the morning, you're a racist. If you eat, you know, Wheaties, you're a racist. To the point where they've discredited the term so, they've destroyed it so severely that nobody even takes any of this seriously anymore. They're just like, you guys are crazy.
Well, now listen. If the accusation of racism was enough to deter and derail things, Donald Trump wouldn't be the president. He wouldn't have even been the nominee. He wouldn't have even made it out of Iowa. So, no, I mean, it is losing its sting, and thank God for that, because it is used so recklessly. It's used to smear and to tarnish anyone a leftist or a media person disagrees with, and they've used it so liberally that, so what now? I mean, there's no wow factor to it anymore. It used to be enough.
There's nothing left to even call the bad guys anymore, is there?
There is nothing to call the bad guys anymore, except for, I guess, Democrats. But that's why I wrote the book, because I said, listen, folks, you got to quit. And this was really going on with the Tea Party at the time when I wrote the book, 7 years ago now, if you can believe it. I said, listen, you're not going to get anything done if you stop working for the cause in order to spin your wheels and argue whether or not you are or aren't a racist and why. That's what they want you to do. They want...
Well, and they know you're not anyway. That's beside the point. Hey, James, tell me about your travels in. Is it peaceful? Do you see any protesters? What's going on in your world?
No. Everything has been peaceful. We're with very good-looking and attractive people at my particular stop. I don't know how it is in other parts of the city. I'm not sure what all you've explained to the audience in the first hour, but there's many different points of entry, and it's color-coded based upon what kind of ticket you've got. So at the station that I'm at, it's very nice. It's very orderly. There are some obviously some police and military presence, but it's sort of like Cleveland in a way. You feel very safe, but you're not being violated in any way. You don't feel put out.
There's no TSA perverts there, is there?
Happy. A lot of people with American flags in their hats and... I see a lot of Make America Great Again hats and paraphernalia, so it looks like a crowd of revelers going to do exactly what we're here to do.
No TSA perverts?
No, I haven't even seen one TSA guy. So.
Wow, that's phenomenal. No, we've reported that all over the city for the most part. It's peaceful, not counting this one entrance where all the white people are protesting the Black Lives Matter deal.
And the traffic's not even been, I mean, of course, we took the rail, but I mean, it's been no delays. Everything's running smoothly. Everything's running on time. I mean, the crowds haven't been bad so far. It's been very well organized.
Do you expect a peaceful day all day long?
My wife's concerned. I mean, of course, she's always concerned. She didn't want me to go to Cleveland. She didn't want me to go to D.C. You know, my daughter and son certainly need a father, so she's concerned. But, no, I think...
Tell her you're with Sam Bushman. That'll help.
Yeah, exactly. I think we looked, and there was something like 28,000 law enforcement officials in some capacity securing this
yes.
event today. 28,000.
And by the way, sir, God bless them.
Absolutely, and every one of them.
All right, so it's all peaceful. Is it raining yet for you?
No. In fact, I just came out from the subway, and I'm out in the world now, and it's gray skies and chilly, but it is not raining, and I am walking towards my point of entry, and a lot of, looking at a lady now with a knitted Trump, the 45th president, 2016. She's got some inauguration. It looked like she's wearing some inauguration souvenirs. Everybody's well-dressed, and there's lots of smiles on people's faces. Very peaceful, very nice, very orderly.
You know what I find interesting? We've got a prayer vigil going on here, James. You might want to join us for it. What we're hoping is the sun pokes out right at high noon, right when Donald swears in. The sun shines on the president.
Yeah, that would be symbolic, although the forecast is with each hour between now and then, the chance of rain goes up about 10%. So
have a little faith, my brother. Come on now.
If it starts to rain as he's sworn in, or would you want a little ray of sunshine to peek through the?
I want to bust a ray of sunshine out right when he's swearing in, and then you know whatever. Have a little rainbow.
Let's pray the good Lord does. Just at the moment he puts his hand on the Bible, if the sun just comes through the cloud, it illuminates him like a spotlight.
Just to tell a tale of liberty. That's why. All right, excellent work, James. Anything else to note? Anything from Jared Taylor?
Well, hang on. We'll see.
You want to pop him on real quick?
All right, here comes Jared.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jared Taylor coming up in seconds on your radio. Brother Jared, excellent, sir.
Sure.
As far as I understand, you took the red eye right into Washington, huh?
That's correct. That's right. I had business in San Francisco, and I was not going to miss this inauguration. And so I took the red eye. I've had about an hour and a half sleep, but I'm wide-eyed and awake and bushy-tailed and looking forward to this.
You're running on freedom, aren't you?
I'm running on freedom and adrenaline.
Now, let me ask you, how was your red eye in? Was it peaceful? Was the airport mellow? Was everything normal, or was it lockdown? Was there anything different?
The airport was completely normal, absolutely normal. It's only
wow.
that it's just swarming, absolutely swarming with security. Agencies from all over the place. When we got off the subway, there was a Bay Area Rapid Transit, a San Francisco subway policeman in the subway in Washington, D.C. They flying them in all the way from San Francisco. They had National Guardsmen who were on patrol here who were from Indiana. And there were agencies with insignias and uniforms I didn't even recognize. And some of the other security guys didn't recognize them either.
All right, Jared, I got a quick break. I want you to stay there, okay? Because I got a couple more questions for you. Jared Taylor, going into the venue now. We're getting sights and sounds from the ground from Jared Taylor and James Edwards, Kevin Blake, Sam Bushman, Tanya Benson, Kurt Crosby. Man, we got the crew on the ground, ladies and gentlemen, for Liberty Roundtable Live, Liberty News Radio at your fingertips, libertynewsradio.com in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Trump's first formal news conference as president-elect was a contentious affair and lost in the furor generated by salacious accusations in an unsourced dossier. Was the fact that the president-elect called the conference to explain how he would avoid any conflict of interest as president with his vast international business holdings. This includes placing his empire in a trust controlled by his oldest sons, but he would not divest himself of his business holdings. Trump also proposed turning over to the United States Treasury any profits received at his hotels from foreign government clients. An ethics officer and, separately, a chief compliance counsel will be appointed at the Trump Organization to watch its operations and ensure that it is not receiving special terms, payment, or favors as a result of its ties to Mr. Trump, summarized the New York Times. Critics in the media have been pushing for Trump to divest himself of all his businesses, which no law requires, and which would have disastrous tax consequences for Trump. The law only requires that a government official not take advantage of his position for monetary gain, and the burden of proof is upon the government. Many media critics and ethics analysts have accused Trump of violating the Emoluments Clause of the United States Constitution. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. A goodbye. Brock's out. The Donald's in, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening today, January the 20th, 2017. A special and historic day, to say the least. The Donald Trump will swear in as what? 45th president of the United States? What do they call it? Inauguration 58? Wow. That's incredible. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are live from Washington, D.C. Sam, Kurt, James, Jared, Tanya, Kevin, all report live from the ground in D.C. on Inauguration Day. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Taylor still moving into his venue, into his place to watch the swearing-in take place. And you were saying that the airport was incredibly peaceful, although there were cops everywhere, but it was peaceful. I've really been impressed, Jared, with the fine line that the security's played this time around. They've been very careful to make sure that it's safe, that it make America safe again. But they've also really taken painstaking efforts to be polite, courteous, away from the citizenry. No one feels controlled or locked down or manipulated in a negative way. They've done a masterful job, Jared.
Sam?
Yes, sir. Okay. We're here live.
We're going to go through the x-ray machine, and I'm afraid this telephone that I'm on has got to go through the x-ray machine, too. So I've got to
let it go through the x-ray machine live. Pick it up on the other end, sir. I'll talk in the meantime. Don't disconnect it. Just send it through.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the cell phone's going through the x-ray machine right now live as Jared Taylor and James Edwards go into the venue, and they're going to walk through and pick up the phone on the other end. I think they can just stay live while it's happening. I wonder if the x-ray machine will disconnect that sucker on us, do you think? I doubt it. We're going to make America great again. X-ray machines can't detour cell phones live on the radio. This is freedom of speech number one. All right, did it work, Jared? Uh-oh. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe we lost him. All right. Tanya wants to sing to you want to sing to Barack as he leaves, Tanya? Is that what you were saying? All right. We'll have to get Tanya to start singing. But Trump breaking record, most prayers at an inaugural ceremony. That's incredible.
Out in the hall to take a call from Kevin. I guess he's got a report, but maybe we'll get him back on here in a second.
Okay. Anyway, D.C. under siege, overrun by normal, God-fearing, normal, patriotic, law-abiding adults. Wow. Sam, Kurt, James, Jared, all of us broadcasting live from D.C. They say correcting somebody's grammar is hate speech these days. Obama's foreign policy disaster. This is interesting, Kurt. It says Obama's foreign policy disaster. Clinton's forced to admit failure. Good grammar is racism. All in one headline. What do you think of that for an inaugural presidential peaceful transfer of power headline? You got to get your mic on, though. By the way, Tanya was supposed to sing for us. Didn't you want to sing to Barack? Just sing him a farewell?
Yeah, but we didn't come up with the right song yet.
No, well, I did. You were just not present.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do it.
No, I want you to sing us. Can you sing a song for us? Can you just...
Well, tell me what song.
Serenade the president right out of office.
Well, what song?
Whatever you think about Barack. Don't make it racist now.
All I can think of is the one you were singing. I can't think of another one right now.
What's that song that Michael Jackson does, whether you're black or white? Doesn't matter?
I don't know.
What's that song?
Sing a few bars.
He does that.
A few bars.
I can't. Doesn't matter if you're black or white. Something like that.
I don't know that song.
Yeah. But maybe Barack's thinking he's the man in the mirror.
Yeah. Well, he's...
Got to make a change.
Yeah.
So he was advocating for change, a good 8 years ago?
Yeah, but how did he spell that?
Well, money in his pocket.
Oh, I thought it was C-H-I-N-S.
Oh,
C-H-A-I-N-S.
See, I knew you'd turn it into race stuff. You can't mention chains and Barack in the same sentence.
Oh.
You're certainly a racist.
Oh, okay.
All right. I don't know what to do with you.
That was a politically incorrect joke.
So does Kevin have an update for us?
Kevin's having data trouble.
Well, of course he is. The whole venue shut down data-wise, right, Tanya?
Exactly. It almost as soon as we got there.
So we got there. We got in place. Everything was all cool. And then... all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but data was there 1 second, next second, no data. And we checked with a lot. We couldn't even get Uber, by the way.
Well, I guess they wanted, it's just another security measure.
Yes, and I understand suppose. It, but I kind of in the modern day reject it.
Mm-hmm. It was inconvenient for sure.
What they're doing, what they're trying to do is say, we're not going to let the protesters use social networking to communicate with one another, right?
Well, yeah, it's sort of a one-sided reason, I guess.
I get it. I'm just saying I think that's the reason that they're doing it. I understand it, but I'm also kind of critical of it, though. At some point when you got a First Amendment, we got to somehow find a way not to restrict the good guys and put them on the altar of the bad guys, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah. it's one of those, it just kind of inconveniences everybody, so it's sort of like you can't do this because one person might do something wrong. So it's the whole TSA security perspective.
Yes, and I get it, and I understand the need for security. I get it. And, at some point, that line is a delicate balance that's really hard. It's easy to be an armchair quarterback and criticize. It's very hard to truly think through the ramifications and what needs to be done when, how, when, and why. And, at the end of the day, I say I want people to be safe and secure and stable at the same time. All right, Jared, you're back. We lost you when it went through the X-ray machine. I predicted it would make it in the Trump administration, but it didn't. I guess Trump's just not in power yet. It's the problem.
No. We've made our way through security, but now we're approaching. We're on the Capitol grounds. We can hear the bands playing, but we don't know exactly where to go.
Well, just ask the neurosecurity guy. They will be happy to tell you.
Yeah.
And they're super polite people. It's all working out well, but everything's peaceful. Everything's good on the ground there?
Everything is extremely peaceful. Everything is well organized. I've never seen so many armed people outside of an army regiment in my life. And I'm sure they're part of the process of keeping the peace.
Yeah, but I had mentioned, Jared, even though there's a lot of presence there of police and everything else, they are managing to leave the people alone, though. I've been pretty impressed with the fine line they're walking.
Yes. I'm having a very hard time hearing you. There's a lot of ambient noise here, Sam.
So,
I understand. No problem. We'll let you fly. We'll check in with James here a little later.
Yes.
Thanks, Jared. All right, so all kinds of things are happening. We've got people on the ground. The problem is there's no data access. The problem is that it's a very lockdown scenario, folks. I'm not going to be I'm not going to lie. I'm telling you that it is. And I, you know, from a security point of view, I understand it. From a freedom point of view, it kind of sticks in my craw a little bit. There's a fine line, and you know, some would say they've crossed it. Again, it's hard for me to armchair quarterback that thing and be too critical because, hey, if it's peaceful and people are safe, that's good. Do you think they've crossed the line, though, Tanya?
Well,
the second they get too lax and something bad happens, then they'll be criticized, too.
Yeah, I'm
struggling. You think about that. Kevin will chime in. Hi, Kevin. Quick update from you.
Hey, Sam. It's Kevin, we've managed to, tried to walk out to the street, and a friendly officer there with the D.C. police informed us we wouldn't be able to get back in if we left the orange zone. He gave us some toe warmers, and we made our way back trying to get back to our original position. But what ended up happening was we were kicked out of there, too, so we're now up in the green zone. We got closer.
Well, maybe they can kick you right out into – pretty soon you'll be sitting next to the Donald.
Yeah.
Well,
why did you
– I keep this up, I'll be sitting right next to Trump, buddy.
Just make sure you mention your buddy Sam. Just say, you know what, my friend Sam Bushman, Donald.
I'll point you out in the crowd and tell him to escort you up.
Now you're talking, Tanya.
Yeah, well, just save a couple of three seats. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Tanya's saying save a dance for me, isn't she?
There you go. Hey, you know, one interesting thing, guys, I don't know if we talked about this, but Tanya sent me a text earlier. The internet has been down since we've been here. No mobile data at all. I cannot go live on Facebook. I cannot go live on the CSU.
Right.
Here's why they've done that, Kevin. They've done that to try to prevent the protesters from communicating with one another. I understand it, but the question is, do you think they've taken the line too far?
I think they've taken it too far, Sam, because if we really analyze this through the First Amendment, shouldn't the protesters, whether you're protesting or not, you should still have a right to communicate.
You have a right to freely assemble, and you have a right to protest and speak out as you will, and I think they've crossed the line, too.
We already know they can monitor it all, so.
That's right.
Well, I'd be interested to see if they had any stingrays set up today.
Hmm. Well, you need an app that'll tell you. It's hard to detect those stingrays. Just so everybody understands, a stingray, it's a fake tower they set up that can control and track and log all the communications before it hits the real cell tower. Right?
Yeah, that's what they do, yeah.
All right, Kevin, keep us posted. Anything late breaking happens? See any protesters yet? Any violence, or is it mellow?
I actually have one gentleman interviewing over here that complained a little bit on an interview. Look a little fierce, but other than that, no protesters. Everybody's really peaceful. Everybody's very cordial. Just everybody getting along, and, you know, hey, this is great. I mean, this is one.
All right, quick question for Tanya when we get back. Thanks, Kevin. Quick question for Tanya in a second when we get back. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite radio station.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find the Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read the Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking. And I've like tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking because my mom sends those things out. And she's like sitting here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, we're talking about where does liberty end and security start? Has the police presence and lockdown of D.C. gone too far? I personally think the answer is yes. I get that they want security, and I support that for the most part. I'm grateful that it's peaceful. I'm grateful that it's orderly. I think they've done a masterful job at really balancing serious police presence for security and safety, along with the not harassing the citizens and the people, letting them freely move about. I think that's great. But I think when they've locked down the internet and shut down all data communications, that's a step too far. I really do. I think it's a violation of the First Amendment, and it concerns me greatly. I understand why they're doing it, because they're saying, look, you can use social media now for the protesters to coordinate and collaborate and create a ruckus. And But the problem with that is that where do you have the First Amendment right of free speech and freedom of assembly? And at some point, that's being interfered with. And it seems like government always finds a way to kind of, put the camel's nose under the tent. Before you know it, what's going on? I don't even have a place at the tent anymore. And, we got to be careful with that, folks. We really do. And so we just kind of, shout out the clarion call of warning, of concern, to say, I understand it. But I also understand if you're not very careful, you'll wake up in an America that you don't recognize. So you got to be aware of that. Tanya, you want to chime in on that any?
Well, I have to say, it seems like they did go a little bit over the line. They're cutting all of our internet off. They obviously have a way to monitor everything anyway. So
you couldn't even use Uber because you got to have the internet app to use Uber, and so you had to back up to a taxi just to, if you want to get around.
So we couldn't use Uber.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I find that interesting. And a lot of people wanted to post photos. You got out a couple of photos right before the lockdown happened, huh?
Right. I got out two photos, and then the internet was shut down.
I'm glad I wasn't in them. Telling you right now.
How do you know you weren't?
Tanya, come on now. Now, all I can tell you is it's been a delightful event in D.C. for this whole time. I think it'll continue to be so. You've got the inauguration happening, the president swearing in at high noon, the bands are playing now. I'm sure there'll be kind of some warm-up things happening along the way and stuff like that. And then the president swears in at high noon. Right after that, the bikers ride. You think it'll happen on Constitution Avenue?
I don't know where else it would happen. The parade is going to happen on Constitution Avenue, and they're going to come out right after the inauguration speech and right before the parade. So
yes,
hopefully that's where it'll be so we can see it.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to check that out. And then of course, after that is the parade. And then really, what is it? Kind of a lull till the balls?
They'll be starting preparation for that probably around 3, 4.
Yeah. There's 20-30 balls that are taking place. Some of them are official presidential balls. Some of them are not, but you got the deplorables ball. You got the freedom ball, the liberty ball. There's a ball for the gay and lesbians, bisexual and transgender folks. I mean, there's a ball for just about everything.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a ball, that's for sure.
Well, those people that aren't going may be balling, too. You see what I mean? Like Hillary, I don't think she's running around saying save the last dance for me or anything.
No.
I think she's going like, oh, man, I'm gonna go home because the Wicked Witch of the West might emerge at midnight or something.
Yeah, goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
I'll tell you what. Now, it's interesting, though. A lot of people have high hopes for the first 100 days, right? Some people have high hopes for the first day. And I'll just tell you my take on this. You got the rest of Friday after he's sworn in, which is kind of a half day, right?
He's saying that Monday, because it's Friday, he's saying Monday is what he considers his first day.
And I understand. All I'm telling you is you got half of Friday, then you really have all of Saturday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, I'm calling it a day of rest. I'm not going to count that. Do you think he'll get anything done before Monday is the whole point? And if he does, what do you think he'll do?
I don't think he's going to do a whole lot before Monday. He said that this morning he said he's going to start hard and fast on stopping the illegal immigration, and deporting. He said that, and then repealing Obamacare. Those are the two things he said this morning.
I think you got to stand for pro-life and put a pro-life judge on the Supreme Court and abolish the Federal Reserve coming out of the gates, if you ask me.
That'd be fine.
What would your favorite thing be, Tanya?
Let's abolish the IRS.
Bring it on. Where do I sign? How? What do you think he'll get done in the first 100 days? Do you think he'll get even a half of what he proposes done?
Well, there's a lot of things I would put at the top of the list. I mean, the list doesn't actually go top to bottom. It kind of goes left or right. You know, which first thing first do you want to do? But I want to secure the border. That's what I think.
I agree that securing the border is a critical thing to do. There's no doubt about it. I think the pro-life issue is probably one of the most important, though. We just can't be murdering our babies and think it's all cool.
Like I said, there's a lot of first things. That's one of them.
It's a target-rich environment, certainly, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tanya, we certainly appreciate it, though. I want you to have fun. Tanya's going to the ball.
Yep.
And she's going to try to be the belle of the ball. And you know, she's hoping that she can meet the man of her dreams on Inauguration Day, huh, Tanya?
Yeah, I'm going to leave my slipper there.
All right, there you go. Thank you,
Tanya. Only it'll be a cowboy boot.
Truly from Texas. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get Kirk Crosby on. We'll see if we can give him kind of the last word. And see. Hey, Ben, while we're giving Kurt one of the last words, why don't you get a hold of James really quick, dial his number, and see if he's got a quick update for us before the end of the hour. And then, Kurt, get any take from you. You've been kind of scouring the news, keeping an eye on things here and stuff like that. Really, for the most part, it's a peaceful event, isn't it?
Well, it looks like it to me, Sam. I mean, there's, you know, you were talking about what's Trump going to do in the next few days. There's some Reuters piece that basically outlines a number of his possible executive actions, including border fence, border security, different things like that. One thing I found interesting is, who is it? Pence was saying they're going to have 536, I'm trying to find the phrase, guys basically replacing the Obama appointees ready to go for Monday. You know, they're moving them in, getting them out. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, here. Or some are saying that the Trump administration is highly unorganized. We've never seen it like this. And I get that side of it, but I also get maybe a lot of this is on purpose, Kurt.
Well, yeah.
You know, when you keep the world guessing on what you're doing as the leader of the free world, that's in a lot of ways a good idea.
I guess Mike Pence called them 536 beachhead team members, and these are at government agencies.
Well, if I'm going to be one of them, Kurt, they better get a hold of me fast.
That's right.
So James Edwards is right at the front. They're telling them to be quiet. Things are kicking off.
They were a small portion of the thousands of positions.
Did you hear that, Kurt?
Yes, I did. A small portion of the thousands of positions that Obama appointees are vacating.
Vacating, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They got the tear in the beer and they're on their way out, that's for sure.
That's right. Good.
So you got to think of a country song with a tear in your beer.
Yeah.
They're going through the big D and they do mean D.C.? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
They're out. The divorce happened, man. Barack and the people. We've rejected him.
Yeah.
All right. That's kind of fascinating. So, yeah, they're telling people to be quiet. The proceedings are about to kick off. So that's All I'm telling you right now is the historic event everybody's been waiting for. People have been waiting for a change, for a difference for a long time, Kurt.
You know, one of the longest waiting guys was Pat Buchanan. He's got a piece, a headline, New President, New World. And, you know, I guess he's talking about what Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, told Trump. He says, don't make any sudden moves. And
yeah, Pat, you ought to listen to the Council on Foreign Relations. Right. Not
Pat Buchanan says the CFR, which has not traditionally been known as a beer hall of populist beliefs.
he's great with words, yeah, isn't he?
Anyway, the CFR, he says, and the establishment are wrong, and Donald Trump is right. However, is in recognizing the new world we have entered. You know, the old order is passing away. Treaties and alliances dating from the Cold War are ceasing to be relevant and cannot long be sustained.
And let's just hope that it's a constitutional-centric negotiations that we're engaging in. Let's hope we keep in mind the balance of powers, the separation of powers. Hope we keep in mind that the focus that God is the author of our liberty, not government. And hopefully we can kind of pare down a lot of this, Kurt, and move towards a new era of liberty.
That's right. That's a great hope. And that's what today is all about, hope.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, good point.
In fact, we ought to change yes, we can to yes, we will.
You know, and I guess at least reports are that the last night's event with Toby Keith,
was where incredible.
He performed. Yeah, and I guess,
heard some of that, Kurt. It was good.
I did,
really
too.
Good.
And I guess he followed it up, or Trump followed it up with a nice little, you know, short, heartfelt speech, basically saying, hey, how much he appreciated the crowd being there and all their support.
And, he even reached out to those who don't support him, right?
Well, that's right, which I think is
come together
a pretty good,
right now.
Pretty good gesture.
Over me,
know?
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going on.
That's right.
It's not even the Beatles era, but, you know, we can fast forward. We kind of wish we could rewind the country to the 50s and 60s in many ways, Kurt.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Now, I would still like to keep the internet, though, if we went back to the 50s and 60s. And I'd like to blend kind of the best times of all times. Like, I'd like to take the time when the Savior was alive, mm-hmm. mix that with the 50s and 60s, the best time in America, if you will. Blend that with the patriotic times when we stood for liberty like no other. Put all those times together in modern times, we'd really have something, wouldn't we?
Good point, Sam.
All right. For Tanya Benson, Kurt Crosby, Jared Taylor, James Edwards, Kevin Blake, and others, hey, it's a wrap. 2 hours in the can of hard-hitting talk radio. Real news the networks refuse to use from the ground. Told like no other. Our websites, libertyroundtable.com, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, F-R-E-E, free, because we believe in liberty. libertynewsradio.com with a lineup of incredible talk show hosts, 24/7. LibertyNewsDaily.com for the best news on the net. Absolutely free, but would love your donations and support. Ladies and gentlemen, we declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. God save the Republic of the United States of America.